As time went on, and the months and the years came and went, he was never without friends. Fern did not come regularly to the barn anymore. She was growing up and was careful to avoid childish things, like sitting on a milk stool near a pig pen, but Charlotte's children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, year after year, lived in the doorway. Each spring there were new little spiders hatching out to take the place of the old. Most of them sailed away on their balloons, but always two or three stayed and set up housekeeping in the doorway. Mr. Zuckerman took fine care of Wilbur all the rest of his days, and the pig was often visited by friends and admirers, for nobody ever forgot the year of his triumph and the miracle of the web. Life in the barn was very good, night and day, winter and summer, spring and fall, dull days and bright days. It was the best place to be, thought Wilbur, the warm, delicious cellar with the garrulous geese, the changing seasons, the heat of the sun, the passage of the swallows, the nearness of the rats, the sameness of the sheep, the love of the spiders, the smell of manure, and the glory of everything. Wilbur never forgot Charlotte. Although he loved her grandchildren, children dearly, none of the new spiders ever quite took her place in his heart. She was in a class by herself. It is not often that someone comes along who is a true friend and a good writer, but Charlotte was both. I chose to read this passage because it showed me how Wilbur loves Charlotte and how he loves Charlotte's children and grandchildren, but he said that it's not so often you meet someone that is a true friend and a good writer, but Charlotte was both.